Time for our next history lesson from my brother. And we start off with different fictional characters. Tom, can you step up? I'd like to ask you a few questions on some of our mythical heroes, American heroes.
Certainly.
What do you know about Paul Bunyan?
Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan is a giant of a man with a... He had a big blue puma. A vicious blue puma following him around. And nobody better mess with Paul Bunyan. Said, sick him, you big blue puma!
Paul Bunyan did not have a puma.
He had a big blue puma.
Oh, no.
Paul Bunyan, the giant of the woodsman with a big blue puma.
Oh, yeah?
Nobody mess around with Paul Bunyan.
Since when do pumas have horns coming out of their head?
Horny puma.
No.
I made that up.
For your information, that horny puma happened to be an ox. A big blue ox.
That's right.
All right, enough of Paul Bunyan. Well, let's get to real people that actually lived. Billy the Kid. You ever hear of Billy the Kid?
Billy the Kid. And Billy go gruff. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Who goes on my bridge?
It's I, Big Billy Go Gruff.
You better get off my bridge, cried the ogre. You better watch out, I'm Billy Go Gruff.
I'm afraid you have the wrong kid. I'm not talking about goats. Billy the Kid was a baby-faced killer of the early West. He looks a lot like you, Tom.
He's a baby-faced killer who looked like a lot like you, Tom.
That's right.
Because Billy the Kid, he was a victim of society. Billy the Kid came was a poor little boy in a bad neighborhood. And as a little child, they had a little deprived playground. All the little kids, all the Billy the Kid's friends, had a little deprived playground. All the kids used to go around this little playground, and the playground had a big swing. Had a big swing with two ropes coming down and no seat. Kids used to sit in the dirt and swing the ropes. They had a teeter with no totter.
I mean, that doesn't sound like much of a playground.
They had a sandbox. They had a big sandbox, a big green sandbox.
Wonderful.
And there was no sand in it.
Wait a minute, how could they have a sandbox with no sand in it?
Just was sitting there. Well, it didn't have any sand in it.
Well, what was in it?
Pumas. There was vicious pumas in the sandbox.
Oh, I get it.
The kids used to go and they say, hey, Mom, there's a puma in our sandbox! You know how pumas hang around sandboxes. Well, Billy, you don't go in that sandbox anymore, then. They had a slide. It was a big slide. It was 11 feet, that ladder. 11 feet up. The kids would climb up the slide, and there was no slide part. They'd climb up there and go, boom! They'd say, boy, that's a fast slide. Think I'll go play in the cat's box.
I have one last question now, Tommy. And that is, what do you know about the greatest American of all time? George Washington.
George Washington, father of our country. George Washington, when he was just a child, just a boy, honesty and integrity were his trademarks. And the classic story, of course, we all remember the classic story when George Washington's father came up to George Washington. George Washington's father, name was Frank, and he came up to George Washington, and he said to George Washington, he said, George Washington, father of our country, my son, I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you know someone cut down the cherry tree? Do you know anything about that? Someone cut down my favorite cherry tree, you know, the one out in the backyard, you know, the one next to incinerator. And George Washington, though he was just a youth, he looked at his father and he said, Father, I cannot tell a lie. It was I who cut down that cherry tree. And his father looked at him with tears in his eyes and smashed him in the mouth.
The mouth.
now. Fred, no, that isn't true. Listen here. If George Washington told the truth, Tommy, he told the truth to his father, why would his father smash him in the mouth?
Because George Washington cut down the cherry tree. His father was in the cherry tree picking the cherry berries.
We'd like to do now a song. It's an Eskimo folk song. There's not very many Eskimo folk songs being sung, and very few Eskimo folk songs are even written. So I made this one up.
I'd like to mention one reason why they don't write Eskimo folk songs.
Why?
Because the language has never been written.
That's
right. They don't know how to write up there.
That's right. They generally, the Eskimos... That's right,
General. They're very closely related to the Navajo Indian. See, they don't write Navajo either.
That's right. That's one reason why there's very few Eskimo folk songs is they don't write Eskimo. They just, up in the North Pole, they kind of draw on the ice with their finger, they draw things in the ice. It's hard to make a book out of ice. Sometimes, Mills.
Musha ringum durum die. Back for the daddy ho, back for the daddy ho, there's whiskey in the jar. Musha ringum durum die. Back for the daddy ho, back for the daddy ho, there's whiskey in the jar.
High up in the North Pole, howling snow and blizzards and fleet and big and ice, big chunks of ice and snow are around in the North Pole, and the howling blizzards of the cold north. Nestled in this howling region is an Eskimo village, and from the gigaloo comes a little man, a little Eskimo yelling, Musha Ringum, Musha Ringum, and the faithful Saint Bernard comes clomping through the snow. St. Bernard's the...
Hey, hold it.
The Eskimo says, here, boy. The St. Bernard's come mushing through the snow.
They don't.
Eskimos in the North Pole, they're St. Bernard's.
Tommy, the Eskimos don't have St. Bernard's. They have huskies. They have huskies, and the huskies are the sled dogs. The St. Bernard's are in Switzerland, high up in the Alps. They're rescue dogs. They're not at the North Pole.
High up in the Swiss Alps is an Eskimo village, and the St. Bernard comes, oh, oh, oh!
As I was a-going to the North Pole so merry, I met a St. Bernard, he was short and squat and hairy. I drew forth my stick and was getting set to heaver, saying, fetch and deliver, for you are a bold retriever. Musha ringum durum die. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Up around his neck there was hung a keg of whiskey. Now and then old Rover took a snort and got so frisky. And as he chased the stick, he would do a tricky waddle, but he really wasn't tricky, he was fired from the bottle. Musha ringum durum die. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I threw the stick so far, it was kind of hard to trace it. Old Rover said bow wow, and was getting set to chase it. But a car came driving by, and he changed his mind and sought it. But I knew he couldn't drive one, not even if he caught it. Musha ringum durum die. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, that's about the end of my song in poor old Rover. He caught it in a fan built, and his roving days are over. That poor retriever lies neath the ground so cold and chilly,
and I have to fetch the stick myself. Boy, do I look silly.
My children over and die. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar, the shooting under and die. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
There was a little man, he had a funny face, and everybody said, behind his back.
Wait. That's about the stupidest song. And not only that, the song's stupid, you're stupid.
Well, oh yeah?
You're ignorant, too.
I'm not questioning that. I like this song.
It's a very beautiful song, and my brother would like to introduce it because he's found that everybody expects him every time he introduces a song to foul it up. Just keep your mind to it, and remember, the song's 3 minutes, right? Just because your attention span is a minute and a half.
This is a simple love song, a rather unsophisticated, gentle tale of love, of warm affection between two individuals thrown together by fate. They met accidentally at a dance, but there was a spark of quiet fascination and they were drawn inexplicably closer. Shy in their newfound interests, they touched briefly, then withdrew hesitantly. Yet as the music swelled, they were drawn inexorably together. Eyes aglow, their eyes glow brighter. Their eyes glow brighter. And a slow momentum pulls this frolicking duo together in a stirring embrace. And all levity disappears as these vibrating dancers lock in wild conjugal endearment. This untamed savageness is a... They dance around in a disgusting manner. This licentious display shames the very soul, for these people are stripped of all inhibitions, ripping and tearing, dancing around a dance floor.
Oh, Tommy, don't. No, please.
Sun came out so bright this morning. Springtime filled the air. But then, without the slightest warning, she left for who knows.
Until I die.
Do you ever stop to wonder why things are as they are? Now, being an entertainer, you travel a lot, and you ride in airplanes and a lot of buses and things, and you have a lot of time for introspection, a lot of time for thought. And you know how large the world is, how large the universe is. And actually, you're just one little speck in the whole universe. And have you ever stopped to think of why you're here and what you're doing and to what purpose?
No. As we walk up the road of life, we sometimes, as the sun is shining bright and happiness is in our heart, we say, boy, oh boy. But as we traipse up the road of life, it's not always a clear road. It's not always sun shining. And sometimes as we're walking the road of life, stumbling blocks are thrown in our way. The stumbling blocks are thrown in our way and we slip in them. In the muddy road of life.
But we don't give up, do we?
No! We don't give up, do we? We've got to keep punching in the road of life.
Yeah.
Because that thing of life will come by. You've got to grab that thing.
Wait a minute.
The thing that gives you substance and drive.
What thing are you talking about?
The thing of life, it comes by, and you've got to be as a person.
Wait.
As the thing of life comes by, you go, you just... grab it.
Well, where is it? Where?
You grab the thing.
Tommy. Where do you find this thing? What is it? And where is it? Where do you find this thing?
Comes along about eye level. So just reach out and grab it.
No.
Never give up, friends, as you trudge the road of life. Because once that little spark... Once you've given up, even though the burdens may make you give up, may burden an elephant into the ground, don't give up, because once you've quit, you're lying in the road of life, muddy. Your life is spent, and as you're laying there in the ruddy mode of life, sure as shooting, some guy'll come trudging by in hip boots, smiling.
Hey there, you look like you gave up.
And he'll walk proud. He'll walk proud and he'll walk up the road of life and you'll be laying there in the road of life watching this man trudge up the road of life proud and happy. And a truck will hit him. Yeah. And you'll be in that mud just smiling and laughing. The song of life.
Isn't life beautiful? Isn't life gay? Isn't life the perfect thing to pass the time away?
Before we go off, we haven't really done a song of the pioneers that moved westward and helped settle this great land of California. Of course, they moved westward under great hardships. Our forefathers in those old wagons, the Conestoga and the old Studebaker wagons. Really, Studebaker was a wagon manufacturer. And a lot of them gave their lives to settle this great new land. And we'd like to sing the favorite standard folk song of these people, very beautiful Wagon Wheels.
Wagon wheel, wagon wheel, keep on a rolling. Wagon wheel, roll along.
Hit it, Tommy.
Carry me home.
Time moves on. In the great hourglass of time, sands tinkle through the hourglass of time. Tinkle goes the sands of time. Slowly. Count the grains of sand in the hourglass of time, and you count infinity as the world spinning around. People spinning around on the world. Terrible pressure on your body, the gravity goes around. We all mark time in a different way. For a rock knows not time. It can't read a clock. It knows not of time. And there is a time for everything. There's a song of time. The time song tells the time. What has happened to time doesn't come around anymore. The very last time I saw was a whistling out the door. That's it.